Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friends. So thankful that you're here. And we're getting into some really good stuff today concerning knowing yourself. That's what this series is all about, is coming into a relationship and understanding what it is to be one with the Lord. And boy, it's a big deal to know ourselves and know what's going on inside of us and understand this new creation that we've been created by the Lord. And so it's just amazing what he is doing in us. The revelation that he's bringing forth to us by his Spirit. So we're talking about these principles, about these different elements. So we've talked about the three things that the Lord had brought me into. I mean, I didn't realize that I was there necessarily, but he said that it was these three things that brought me into the place with him that I'm enjoying in my life now. And I've been trying to tell folks ever since that are interested, anybody that want to know about this intimate relationship and what we are enjoying together now and what I'm enjoying, just hearing from him in such a precise and direct way, thought to thought, every day, every night, knowing that he's right here, that close inside of me, knowing everything that's going on in my life, and I've got a thought-to-thought relationship with God. And he wants you to have that same thing going on in you, because it's going to bring such good things into your life. It's going to unfold so many good things to you that you can't see right now and understand right now as you walk in with the Lord and as he's showing you what's going on in your life in detail. And what you should be doing, and how to bring you up and out of things that's been messing with you and messing you up for a long time. He'll bring you on out of those things and show you step by step, give you directions and understanding of what to do and how to do it. Thank God he will. And when you come into that place, you can actually perceive it and understand and walk it out. Where before you may just been blind to it, just been dull to it, not understand it, and not hearing from him like you should. Well, that's what this series, one of the things it's all about, is to get you into this place of clarity with him, so that from now on that you can hear him and understand what he wants you to do in any given situation in your life. Boy, don't you want to know that? Man, I do. That's a big deal to me. I want to know the best thing. I want to know what he's involved in, what he wants me to do, because I don't want anything else now. I found out that his way is better and his things are better. Praise God. So we want to get you into this place with him also, and an understanding, a relationship wise with you. Man, it's so valuable and so vital for us to understand his will and to do his will in this life. Amen. Praise God. Well, last week we were talking somewhat about submission. We just really kind of got started on it. We didn't really get started. We just sort of introduced it a little bit. But this part, we talked about humility for some weeks there. Quite a few weeks, and we're probably not going to spend as much time in these other two areas as we did in humility, because that one there is that's the constant thing that needs to be happening in you for the Lord to correct you and to help you to see what needs to happen in you, because he's resisting the proud, but he's giving grace to the humble. Well, I want to get the grace. And I'm sure you want to get the grace too. Well, there's something we have to do on our part in order to obtain the grace of God in our lives. And that is by humbling ourselves. Now, the second thing that was in the box of three things, first thing was humility. Second thing is submission, that he showed me. And, you must be submitted to the Lord, must be submitted to his ways. And as I said before, if maybe you think, well, I've been submitted, you know, all this time, I'm submitted, and maybe you are. I'm not saying you're not, but perhaps that you're thinking about it in a wrong way, because when you get into you, if you're in agreement, let's say you're in agreement with another person. And they say, well, I want to do it this way. And you just say, well, I agree. Let's do it this way. Well, you're not in submission. You haven't submitted, basically. You haven't had an opportunity to submit. You see what I'm saying? Agreement is not submission. So just because you're agreeing with somebody, then you haven't submitted, basically, because you're in agreement with it. It's when you submit to something, it's when you are not in agreement with it. Can you see that? You're not in agreement with it. And you have an opportunity to, at that time, to submit. You're not necessarily in agreement. Well, if the Lord is telling you a certain thing to do and you're not in agreement with it, well, you have an opportunity to submit to him in the way he wants to do it. And it happens to me from time to time. I'll have some way I want to do something or something I want to do a certain, and he'll say, don't do that. You know, well, what's it going to take for me to, not do what I want to do? Well, it's going to take me submitting to what he said, don't do that. Or to do it another way. Didn't want to do it that way. Well, I've got an opportunity to submit to what he's saying. In other words, taking what I wanted to do and put it aside and doing it his way. And of course, doing things like that in that way, you want to do it with the right heart too, because you don't want to submit to him. So, well, I'm going to submit, but I don't want to, you know, I'll do it, but I don't really want to do it. Well, you need to have a good heart attitude about it, because when he tells you something and it's different than what you have to thinking that you should do, if he's telling you something different, then you got an opportunity to submit to it, or you're just not, or you're going to get, or you're going to reject it. Can you see that? You're going to reject what he says to you and you'll stay with what you do. Well, you're going to have to submit to what he's saying in order to find out. Well, here's the thing. To not submit to the Lord when he's telling you something is to say, I know better than you about this, Lord. Which is, we don't. I mean, there's no way that we're going to know better than the Lord about things. And so we just need to understand, be smart, say, well, I'm going to submit to whatever he says. Even if I don't like it, even if I don't understand it, even if it's different than I thought I should be or do, or in a situation, just make up your mind, man. Just make up your mind, and I'm just going to do it his way, period. I'm just doing it his way, because he knows more about me than I know about me. He knows more about my situation than I know about my situation. So once again, submitting is going to take some faith on your part now. Yes, it is. It's going to take some believing on your part that, yeah, okay, well, I don't see this. I don't see what he wants to do. I don't think that's the best thing for me. I don't want to do that, but I'm going to submit to it with the right heart, because he knows more about it than I do. And I know he loves me. And I know he's not going to tell me something that's not right. I know he's not going to lead me in a way that's not right. I know that about him, his character, what he's all about, his love, his watch care over me. Why wouldn't I want to submit to him if it's different than what I want to do? Why would just want to be stubborn? Is that the deal? You just want to be stubborn and do things your own way when he's got another thing for you? You see? Well, it's going to take some, you're going to have to submit to it. Or not submit to it. And there again, it's something that you're going to do in your own self. You know, it's a decision you make in your own self, a decision with it. I'm going to submit to whatever he tells me to do. If it's different, then I won't do it. I'm going to do it his way. And I've had him say things to me, and I'm heading in another direction. I'm thinking I'm going in the right direction. I'm going in a certain direction, and I've had him say, and he said, don't go that way. Don't do that. Don't. And so if I'm smart, I'll stop. I said, oh, you, you don't, that's not the best thing to do then, huh? And he'll say, no. He said, oh, no, don't go that way. Don't do that. Well, but what if you really want to do it? What if you really want to do it? Well, you're going to have to trash that. You're going to have to get, you know, make a decision. I'm not going to do things my own way anymore. I'm letting him do, I'm doing things what he wants me to do. Okay. In that regard, when he tells you that, and you say, now that you mention it, Lord, now I'm thinking about that. Yeah, you're right about that. Of course he's right about that. And if he's bringing it up to you, he's correcting you and he's showing you. Well, that's the best way to go. Well, if you're wise and you're smart, you're going to pick up on that and say, well, the Lord's saying that this is, that that's not the way to go. And I believe him. And he knows more about it than I do. And he knows more about me than I do. And he knows more about the situation than I do. And I believe him. And he said, it's not as good. It's not good for me to go that way. I believe him. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to submit to that. Well, take a little faith to think about that, doesn't it? Takes a little resolve within yourself to not go your own way and to go his way that he's showing you. Take submission. Amen. Submission is not agreement. Submission is never easy. If it was easy, you know, you'd just be, you know, I'm just going to agree with you. But it's not, because something you want to do, you see. So that means you have to put yours aside. So it's not easy. It's not easy. But you can learn to do it, because you know it's the best thing for you to do. And you know that it's the right thing for you to do in front of him. And because you know, you trust him. You trust him. You trust what he's saying. You trust what he's directing you to do. You trust him because everything, when you got that will, you got everything all laid over on him. You know, you put your whole life over on him, and he's direct. So now he's in a place where he can direct you. He can show you. He can tell you. And you're going to have an opportunity to submit. A lot of times when he tells you something that's different than what you want to do, well, you got an opportunity to submit to that which he is saying and doing. And if you'll embrace that with the right heart and realize he knows more about it than I do. He sees more than I do. He understands more than I do about it. Well, I trust that. I trust the fact that he does. I trust the fact that he sees it and knows. And I'm going to listen to him, and I'm going to submit to that. You see? Very, very important. Very, very important to be in that mode with him, that you're ready to adjust your direction, adjust your perception of things. And back up and saying, oh, okay. Well, I'm just, don't rush headlong into things and find out what he's saying about it and then submit to that. Amen. It is the yielding of your will to the will of another is what submission really is. It's the yielding of your will to the will of another. Mm-hmm. So as you approach him with humility, okay, of heart, it's almost like before he says anything, be willing to submit yourself to that, to him. Whatever he says, do. Be willing to submit to it. Submit yourself to it. And yield your will to his will. See? Amen. Submission is being willing to accept the other's way and not proceed your way any longer. That's what it means. You're submitted to him. Oh boy, it feels good too, because when you submit to the Lord, there's a rest there that you have canceled out your own way, and you're embracing his way, and you're going to go his way and not your way. You see? Amen. And there's a rest in all of that once you've committed all that and submitted to it. Amen. Submission is putting your agenda aside to do the other's agenda. So we're putting our agenda aside and we're submitting our life and submitting ourselves to his agenda and what he wants to do in us and through us. And trust me, that's just it. It's better. It's greater. It's more, it's eternal stuff. You won't see all of it the way that you will see it later. Amen. So he's wanting you to submit your life, your direction, to him in order for him for you to come into the place and to go in those directions. You're going to have to submit to him. You know what I mean? And have a heart attitude of submission before him and maintain that, as he tells you things to do. And, you know, so if you're against it, if let's say, for instance, you're seeing something a certain way and you're against, that which he's, telling you to do, and it's not what you're thinking. Well, and you realize, man, it's at odds with what he's telling me, what I want to do. Well, you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to yield your will to his? Are you going to submit your will and your life to what he wants to do instead of the way you want to do it? Boy, that's the whole thing right there. Amen. That's a big deal, isn't it? That's a huge deal. Amen. Submission is putting your agenda aside to do the other's agenda, making a decision in your will to reject your own plan in order to accept the other's plan. Yeah, that's what it is. You're going to make up your mind inside of yourself and choose inside of yourself that whatever it is he tells you, even if it's different than the way you see it, even if it's different than what you understand, even if it's different than what you thought you was supposed to do before, and you realize, man, this is him. This is really what he wants me to do. And it's different than what I wanted to do. Well, you're going to have to make a decision in your own will. This is where it's got to happen, in your own will. And nobody can do it for you. So this is only for people. These things about hearing thought to thought about the Lord and brings you into this wonderful place with him. These things are for humble people. These things are for hungry people. People that are hungry for this kind of a thing with the Lord. For him to use you and to make you effective in this life. To help other people. And to bring them into a place of understanding with the Lord. It's precious, but it's all about your will. It really is. And if you don't want to yield your will to him, well, that ain't gonna happen. It's just that simple. But the beautiful thing about it is you can choose. You can do it, and you can make a difference in people's lives down here below. My goodness, what would the Lord be able to do with you if you were completely, totally submitted to him? What would he be able to? Well, you have to be trashing your own agendas, you see, as you go along, your own way of seeing things, your own way of doing things. You're going to be trashing those things and grabbing a hold of what he's telling you instead. And you're going to submit and yield your life and your will to him instead of doing it your way. Boy, you get to that place, my friend, the power of God, the direction of God, the vision of God for you. And it's going to affect other people now. It's going to touch other people. It's going to get off on them. This thing, God's going to flow through you and do things through you because you decided to submit your will to him in total, submitting yourself to him. Amen. Making a decision in your will to reject your own plan in order to accept the other's plan. Amen. And so that's what submission's all about right there. So when you set aside your, I called it trashing your own agendas. It's trash them. Just, you know, get rid of them. They're not worth, your own agendas are not worth missing out on his agendas. They're just not. Because you are settling, when you're doing things your own way, you're settling for things less than the way he wants to do them in you. But people don't believe that. But it's true. If you are going to do your life and do your own thing and not submit your will and your life to the Lord and the way he wants to do things, if you're going to do that, then you're going to end up with less. You're going to end up with a lot less. And the kingdom is going to suffer. And I don't know. And other people, are not going are going to be affected, that you should have affected, that he wanted to affect through you and use you to touch them. You're not going to be in a place to do that. You're just not going to be there because, you want to do your own thing. You're wanting your own way. You're not submitted. You're not submitted to him and doing things his way, you see. Now, he's not trying to run you around and boss you. And no, it's not like that. It truly is the best way because he's after your good, after the best the best that you can come into and understand in this life. That's what he's after. And folks don't believe that. They don't believe that about him. They think he's condemning them. They think that, oh, they've missed it or whatever, and he's looking down his nose at him. He's thinking bad about them. They're thinking that way, and it's not right. That's not the way things are with him. He's not looking at you that way. No condemnation, friends. Understand this about the Lord. There is no condemnation with him at all. So what, you missed it? Yeah, along with 10 million people at that moment missed it. You know, he's not condemning you or them. He poured all his condemnation on Jesus on the cross so that you can be free, so that you can live in with no condemnation before the Lord, living in right standing before the Father because of what he's made you. Amen. So no, he's not condemning you when you miss it or didn't get it just right. No, and people think that since they have this wrong concept about him, about not condemning them, they thinking he's condemning them. So therefore, they're not wanting to submit to him. You see, they don't think. They don't want to submit to him. But listen, the way he is he's all after your good. He's not condemning nobody. He's not condemning you. He's out for your good. He is. Now, he's the one that's out after you. And he sees it all. He sees everything. He sees what's ahead of you. He sees what's behind you. He sees where you're at right now. He sees it. And he understands it. And he wants to bring you into his best for you. But do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you submit yourself to that? Ah, there it is. Do you submit yourself to that plan? And stay submitted. Even if it doesn't look like it's going the way you want it to go or whatever, you gonna stay with it? Just because he said it? Just because he said to do it? See, that's the thing. You make a decision with your own will to do that. Amen. Counting your things, your way, your decisions, your life dreams and goals, etc., as rubbish. You see, you remember what Paul used to say? I counted all those things. He's talking about all those things that he achieved in his life. And what an amazing achievements he made. Very disciplined, very hard worker. All of those things. But he said, I count them all but rubbish. To know the will of God, to know Jesus, to do what he wants to do. I count all that junk that I did as rubbish, all that stuff. You know. my own agenda, my own way, counted as rubbish. Trash. Wasted time, basically, you know, for nothing, basically. You see, that's what it is in the light of his will, of his perfect will for us. He shines his perfect will on it, and all the things that we think so important that we're all about, it just shows it up that it's nothing. It's nothing. In the reality of eternity, it's nothing. It doesn't mean nothing. It's like it never was. Oh, I want to get my life into a place where it's not like it never was. I want to get my life into where I play a significant role with the Lord in other people's lives to bring them into a better place with Jesus, to understand it, to know Jesus. That's what I'm all about. And I hope that's what you're all about too. And so we get our place into this place of submission with him, into this place of understanding with him. That we know exactly what he wants to do in any given situation with a certain person, how he wants us to minister, what direction does he want us to go financially or physically or any way. He will show you his plan step by step, success into just out of it. You know, into better, but we have to be submitted to his plan, you see, and submitted to his way and do things his way. Praise God. Amen. Submitting everything you are, past, present, and future, everything you have to the Lord. Giving it all, man. Submitting yourself in the will of God for your life. And it takes trashing your own plan, your own agendas, and grab hold of his and say, we're going to do it your way, Lord. So I just don't go and do stuff that I won't do anymore. I mean, I want to check with him. To see if that's something he wants to happen or a direction he wants me to go, because why would I want to go any direction he don't want to go? Well, I don't. There's no place I want to go. There's nothing I want to do. There's no, because that is apart from what he wants to do, because I have found out that his way is the best way. His way is the right way. His way is the eternal way. His way is the way that touches other people and lifts them and helps them. If he can use me to help somebody, I want to be used. I want to do that which is beneficial to people, to the kingdom, to the Lord. What's it going to take for me to do that? It's going to take submitting myself and my agendas, everything that I had, counted it all rubbish so that I can obtain that which he is directing me to do. Obtain the eternal part, the eternal things that he wants to happen in me and through me in this life. That's what I want. I hope you get that desire in your heart. Also, that you want to be effective for the kingdom, effective for other people, be a vessel of blessing for the Lord to be able to pour out through you, that the kingdom come out of your heart and touch and help other people. I hope you get that place too. Amen. Praise God. But this is where the rubber meets the road right here, is in submitting yourself. The rubber meets your road right there. It says it's the great exchange that we do. We exchange our agendas, our will, our doing our thing to his thing. That's what we do. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm so thankful that he gives us the opportunity to do these things, because if he doesn't show us where we're wrong, and he doesn't show us the areas that we need to adjust and submit to him, well, how are you going to do it? you know. Well, you're going to get yourself into that place by humility where he can show you things. And you're going to get yourself into the place where he can talk to you and show you what he's his way for you and his will for you. And the right things for you to be doing and being about in this life. Yes, he's going to show you all of those things. Amen. But it's through humility that you enter in, and you obtain his grace, you obtain his direction. Amen. But you've got to submit yourself to it. You see, submitting yourself to it. It's heart attitude also. Very, very, very important. Amen. And here in James chapter 4, we see here in verse 7, it says here, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So we see not only the fact that God directs your life and directs your steps, even second by second, even minute by minute, even hour by hour, he will direct you. If you're submitted to him, he'll direct you. Not only that, but all that's going on, but you've got this power working in you at the same time. And if the enemy comes to mess with you, and you're submitted to God, listen, you've got his power. You've got his ability within you. And when you resist the devil, that devil, he's out of there. He don't want to deal with that. He don't want to deal with that power. But what if you're not? What if you're not submitted to God, as the verse says here in James chapter 4? What if you're not? Well, I'm sorry to say, you're going to be... It's not a good place to be when the devil comes, because if you're not submitted to that, in that place of confidence and submission to the Lord and his power and yielded to him underneath his mighty hand, if you're not into that place, then the enemy, he gets bold. He's bold. He'll come against you. But if you're not in that place, that confidence is not there in you. You see, that confidence that you know that you've got the power against him. That you know you are, who you are, and what you have inside of you to come against and resist him. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to be there. And you're going to be in a place where he can hit you. And you're going to be in a place where he can deceive you. And you're going to be in a place where not a good place to be. Why? Because you're not in the place of submission to God. That's why. You haven't submitted your life to God, and therefore that power, you're not in confidence in your faith level. You just don't have that. You just don't have that confidence in you to come against the enemy like you should. Well, that submitting to God will bring you into that confidence. Just knowing, man, I am under him. I am under him. I have his power. I'm under him. I'm submitted to him, and his power flows in me. It's a good thing to know. It's a good thing to know. And it comes from just that understanding of being in that place with him, that you don't want your way no more. You don't want it your way. You don't want your own agendas anymore. You want his agendas. You latched onto him, and you latched onto his agendas, and you've trashed your own, which is submitting. And every occasion, you know, that comes along in your life, be submitted to him. And how he wants to do, things in your life. Praise God. James chapter 4, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will. Is there a chance he won't? Oh, let me tell you, there's no chance that he won't. No chance that he won't. He will flee. He does not want to mess with that. He does not want to mess with that power and that confidence. That God is in you and with you. And so the devil got to get out of there. You come against him, man. It's not just you coming against him. You submitted to the power of God. And so when you coming against him, God's coming against him. Well, you know, he can't handle that. Can't handle that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Romans chapter 10. It goes on to say, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Now here, of course, we're talking about people who have rejected Jesus. People who think that they're right with God in their own selves, that they're right in right standing with Him in their own selves. But Jesus, without Jesus, you got no right standing with God. I'm gonna say that again. Without Jesus, you have no right standing with God. So if you don't have Jesus, you need Jesus to have this right standing, because in Christ, God's Son, in Him is God's righteousness. And our faith in what He did for us at the cross and all of that happened there. Our faith in our faith in Jesus and what He did brings us into right standing with God, because we're recreated in our spirit. Our spirit is changed when we receive Jesus. We receive His life. We receive everything that He did for us. And when that happens, we are in right standing with God. We're created in right standing with God, something we can never do for ourselves. I don't care how good of a person you are and how many good things you've done. You cannot do this for yourself. This is something that Jesus does, that God does in us, for us, through our faith and believing in His grace and what He's done. And that we can't be right with God any other way. We can't. It's not possible for us to be one with God any other way and to be right with Him. And this verse here in Romans chapter 10 goes on to say, for they, talking about people that rejected Jesus, being ignorant of God's righteousness, they're ignorant of it, that it's necessary. They're ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They're going about trying to establish their own righteousness, that they're right with God, and they'll argue with you about it. But I'm right with God. You know, they'll argue about it. And it's apart from what the Bible says is necessary to become right with God. So what are they doing? They're rejecting what the Word of God says for them. They're rejecting the truth that the righteousness of God is only found in Jesus. I don't care where you came from, what part of the world, what you've been raised, what you've been taught, what book you've been taught out of. It makes no difference, because the truth of the matter is, without Jesus, there is no righteousness. There is no right standing with God without Jesus. But thank God, Jesus is for everybody. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how you've been raised. Jesus is for you. And you can be in right standing with Him. Just receive Jesus. And receiving Jesus, the free gift of right standing, of righteousness, that free gift comes in with Christ. It's something that we trust in God's ability to do in us, because we can't do it. We have no way to get to Him. Some people say, well, I believe this way to Him. Or I believe it's that way to Him. And they'll think all these different beliefs that say that all these different ways to get to God. And it's false. It's not right. Because if you believe what Jesus said and you believe what the Father says in the Word of God concerning this matter, you'll realize you need Jesus to be right with God. You realize that. You sense that. You know that it's right. So it doesn't matter how you've been taught, receive Jesus. And you go be right with God just like anybody else that received Jesus. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you've been taught, just receive Jesus. And you will, amen, become right with God. You have right standing with Him, praise God, through the blood of Jesus, through what He has done in us and for us. Because our faith in what He did is what causes the transformation to take place in our spirit, the new creation, the understanding that we are now with God, we are in right standing with Him, and we can come in front of Him anytime. without any kind of guilt, without any kind of intimidation or inferiority. No, he made us to come boldly. He made us to come to him. He made us this way. Isn't it beautiful? And to be submitted to him is just natural almost to us. To be submitted to the Father and want to do things his way. Oh, we want to do it because we're just born. We're like him. We want what he wants, basically. And as soon as we can figure that out, we're going to get it right. We're going to get our will lined up with his will. And we're going to see some things. I mean, miracles are going to start happening, you see, in our lives and in the lives of other people. Oh, I'll tell you, I long to see those wonderful, wonderful miracles that he's wanting to do through us, through all of us. And not just me, but you too. You get to see them too. Every day you get to see these miracles because you're in the right place. You've done things. You've come in through humility and you're submitted to the will of God in your life. And oh my goodness, things are going to start changing. Things are changing. You're coming into this understanding with him that you want his way more than your way. You want to do things his way and not your way. You want to go his directions and not your directions anymore. I mean, things, man, it's exciting to get into that place with him. Amen. Well, I'm all out of time today, but I just wanted to thank you again for tuning in and being a part of this seminar. And we trust that today that we did something or said something that would help you to come into a greater understanding of how to get close, how to get into his plan and into his good things in your life, and that things could turn. Things could turn. And we're talking about things here. When we're talking about humility, we're talking about submission. We're going to be talking about these other things in the seminars to come. It's in order to get you, if you really want to. Now, if you don't want to, it don't matter. I can talk all day, it wouldn't matter. But if you really want to, and I'm believing you do, I believe you're staying with me in order because you want to get into this place with him, into this close, intimate place with the Lord. And that you want to, these things, man, if you'll implement these things we've been talking about in your life, well, just get ready. Just get ready for stuff to be different. Big different and great different and good different. And oh, praise God. It's wonderful to know the Lord more intimately. And I'm still growing too. So we're all on this progressive journey. And we're all on different levels, different paths. But listen, I tell you, it's all wonderful what he's doing in our lives. And we're so thankful for the good things that he's doing through this seminar in your life. And we trust that something we said was helpful to you today. So until next week, I appreciate you. And until next week, I love you, and I'll see you then.